Iraq, particularly on this mountainside. I'm proud of the fact that British aeroplanes and British aid have been playing a role and will continue to play a role to help these people. But we need a plan to get these people off that mountain and get them to a place of safety. And I can confirm that detailed plans are now being put in place and are underway, and that Britain will play a role in delivering them.
Does that mean that those Chinook helicopters that have been sent to the region will get involved in airlifting refugees out of the area?
Well, I don't want to confirm any plans until they're put in place, for obvious reasons. But as I can say, there are detailed plans now being drawn up. Britain will play a role, just as we played a role with British planes and British aid, helping to keep these people alive in a really desperate situation.
Shouldn't we be doing more, though, to confront those IS forces that have been carrying out some atrocities in the region? Shouldn't we be arming the Kurds, as the French are doing, getting involved in airstrikes, as your former Defence Secretary Liam Fox has suggested?
Well, I think the first thing is to deal with this desperate humanitarian situation with people who are exposed, starving, dying of thirst on this mountainside, getting them to a place of safety. Yes, of course, we do support the Kurds, and we should continue to support the Kurds. And as you know, in terms of the ammunition that they're getting, Britain is going to be playing a role in helping to get that to them.
But not providing weapons ourselves to help the Kurds confront those forces, when they are saying that that is what they need. They need more heavy weapons to confront the threat from IS.
Well, what they want is ammunition and weapons like they have been using, and so that's what's being delivered to them, and Britain is actually playing a role in helping to make sure that happens.
Just briefly, are you going to recall Parliament?
This is a humanitarian operation that Britain is involved in, so I don't think it's necessary to recall Parliament for that. But of course, I always keep this issue under review, and were things to change, then obviously that's something that could be done. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.